A grotesque stone gargoyle juts from the angle of an ornately carved church spire. A stone cupid, its nose broken off, smiles with sinister smugness. A cobbled footbridge leads from shadows to a dimly lit brick-arched doorway.
After I killed him, I dropped the gun in the Thames, washed the residue off my hands in the bathroom of a Burger King, and walked home to await instructions. Shortly thereafter, the instructions came through.
Get the fuck out of London, you dumb fucks.
Get to Bruges. I didn't even know where Bruges fucking was. In Belgium.
Bruges is a shithole.
Bruges is not a shithole.
Bruges is a shithole.
Right, we've only just got off the fucking train. Could we reserve judgment on Bruges until we've seen the fucking place?
I know it's going to be a shithole.
A young man with dark hair trudges along by a middle-aged, sandy-haired man. The younger man appears to be in a bad mood. The older man, apparently trying to make the best of things, peers around as if looking for directions in the cobbled and quaintly gabled streets and canals of Bruges.
Shit.
A pregnant woman appears at the sound of the bell.
I think you have a couple of rooms booked under Cranham and Blakely.
Yes. No, we have one room booked.
Oh.
One twin room. Booked for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?! Do you have another room?
No, I'm afraid we're fully booked. With Christmas. Everywhere's fully booked.
Okay.
The younger man holds his head in his hands. A room overlooks the canal.
It's very pretty.
I'm not being funny, we can't stay here.
We've got to stay here until he rings.
Well, what if he doesn't ring for 2 weeks?
Then we stay here for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks?! In fucking Bruges, in a room like this, with you? No way.
Right. I really don't like to say this.
You really don't like to say what?
Well, you know.
Fucking bring that up.
The younger man hurries away and shuts himself in the bathroom. He hunches over as if in real distress. He then looks at himself in the mirror and wipes his eyes. A boat moves along a canal beneath a wonderfully slim church tower so tall that its top appears wreathed in wintry mist. The older man looks benignly around at the solid yet fanciful architecture of the city. The younger man sits hunched, looking at his companion.
Do you think this is good?
Do I think what's good?
You know, going around a boat, looking at stuff.
Yes. I do. It's called sightseeing.
The younger man does not seem to get it and draws his head deeper into his turned-up coat collar.
Ah, look at that. Former hospital. From the 1100s. Bruges is the most well-preserved medieval town in the whole of Belgium, apparently.
The older man's eyes widen as if to say, isn't that interesting? The young man's glower clearly implies, like I care. Bruges goes about its wholesome business. Bikes, buses and a lone horse-drawn carriage jog along over the cobbles. The two Irishmen stand at the foot of a tall stone tower.
Coming up.
What's up there?
The view.
The view of what? The view down here? I can see that from down here.
Ray. You're about the worst tourist in the whole world.
Ken, I grew up in Dublin. I love Dublin. If I'd grown up on a farm and was retarded, Bruges might impress me. But I didn't, so it doesn't.
Ken walks away towards the tower. He looks back at Ray and shakes his head. At the ticket office, a heavy-jowled man looks up impassively as Ken approaches.
Try to get rid of my coins.
3, 50, 4... 4, 10, 20, 30, 4, 40, 4, 50, 4, 60, 4, 70, 4,
4.80, 4.90. You take 4.90?
Entry is €5.
Come on, man, it's only 10 cents.
Entry is €5.
Ken's face hardens somewhat as he sweeps up the coins and hands over a €50 note.
Happy in your work?
Very happy.
The man's face betrays no flicker of any emotion. Ken arrives at the top of the steps up the tower. He peers into and then gently flicks a large bell suspended from the roof beams. Smiling to himself, he finds a vacant window ledge from where he can survey the amazing view down into the square far below.
I like it here.
Spotting Ray mooching around far below, Ken forms his right hand into a pistol and aims. He smiles and then leans back onto the ledge to take in the view.